Welcome as we celebrate the greatest day ever we call Easter. Here's how Matthew in chapter 28 describes what happened. Now after the Sabbath, toward the dawn of the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to see the tomb. And behold, there was a great earthquake. For an angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothing white as snow. And for fear of him, the guards trembled and became like dead men. But the angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid. For I know that you seek Jesus, who was crucified. He is not here. For he has risen, as he said. Come, see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples that he has risen from the dead. And behold, he is going before you to Galilee. There you will see him. See, I have told you." So they departed quickly from the tomb with fear and great joy, and ran to tell his disciples. And behold, Jesus met them and said, "Greetings." They came up and took hold of his feet and worshiped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee, and there they will see me." What an incredible moment this was, this first Easter. You know, we still know the story so well, and yet we need to slow down and think about all that was going on. Think about Peter, for instance. How difficult was it going to be for Peter, after his denials of Jesus and no opportunity to apologize before he died? What would Peter say when he saw Jesus? And think about Mary and the other Marys, his mother, everyone else. What grief, what confusion must have clouded their minds as they dragged themselves to the tomb. What about you? What are the variety of emotions that have defined your life over the past week? What have been your joys, your disappointments? What about today? I mean, we know it's Easter, but what have you really got on your mind? And what has taken up more room in your mind than you would like? You see, we're no different from those disciples, those crowds in Jerusalem, Peter and Mary and everyone else. We all come to the day of the empty tomb with different food on our plates, different thoughts in our minds, different priorities. And for us, one of our greatest problems with Easter is we've done it before. It's so easy to take it all for granted. Or let traditions like dyeing hard-boiled eggs or putting goodies in baskets or buying new clothes get in the way of simply staring at an empty tomb. Just thinking about what it meant that the tomb was empty, and letting the enormity of that victory sink in. It doesn't make sense. Well, it didn't make sense then either. How could that be? How could that really be? But you see, an empty tomb either means nothing or it means everything. There were so many surprises on that first Easter morning. Mary Magdalene was an important one. She represented everything wrong with the world. She had so much baggage. She had had such a troubled life before Jesus accepted her and brought her close. She had sinned. She had made mistakes. She still did. And yet at the same time, she represented the miracle we call grace, that undeserved love of God, as Jesus changed her life forever, as he accepted and forgave a woman that everyone called sinful. He brought her into the fold. Her life would never be the same. He had given her life back to her for the first time. She was accepted. She felt like she belonged with everyone else. But then she had to head to the graveyard. And she, like everyone else, all the other disciples, felt that they had lost their lives because Jesus was buried in a tomb. We forget. They were convinced that it had all been in vain. Everything was lost, all of their hopes and dreams. How often have you had that feeling yourself? Matthew has done us such a great service in how he recorded the events of this morning and what he chose to include. To focus just on Mary and Jesus at this moment is such a wonderful way to see the extremes of life. Mary had been one of the worst people ever. At least that's what everyone in the village said. And yet Jesus had lifted her up high. And Jesus, everyone said, was going to be a king. He was the Messiah. And then he fell. And just like us, no matter how high or low, how good or bad, we all arrive at the same tomb, just like Jesus and Mary did on that morning. That's the reality of this day. That's what it's all about. Much as we'd like to focus on bright new dresses and Easter baskets and family gathering and spring, this day forces us to look at a tomb, to look at a graveyard, to face our own death. And remember that the only good news of any value is that Jesus has triumphed over death. No matter how much goodness or pain fills our lives, we all wind up at the tomb. And all of the changes that Mary's life had gone through and how good it had become would have meant nothing if death continued to hold Jesus captive. Despite Mary's turnaround, her future was still colored by Jesus' death. And it's the same for us. No matter what, death comes to all. We don't like to think about it, be reminded of it. But on this day, we are reminded the tomb was empty. Death was destroyed. Jesus had changed Mary's world beyond her wildest hopes and dreams. And on this day, he would change it even more. And the very first thing she was told was that part of her new life now, that Jesus was alive, was to go and tell others. Right away. Now, think about it. She didn't need to memorize a speech. She didn't have time. She didn't need to sit in a classroom for a year or 2 years or 4 years to be told how to explain Jesus. She just responded to that empty tomb right away. She simply told what she had seen. What else could she do? She wasn't a professional disciple. Who is? The joy of an empty tomb meant that she had no choice but just to say, "You're not going to believe this, but it's true." She shared the joy of another miracle, a greatest miracle ever. We live in a world where many have no clue about what this day even means. We live in a world where there's not a whole lot of joy for many people on this Easter. Sometimes even we forget. Well, how will people know and understand what this empty tomb means unless someone tells them? And maybe that someone is you or me. Wouldn't it be neat if every day for everyone could be like this first Easter? Well, why couldn't it be? Why couldn't it be? The fact that we have questions that can't be answered, does it change the gift of this day? The fact that we're not perfect, that we get confused, distracted, doesn't change this day. Just like Peter's denials or Mary's belief that Jesus was still dead, were not evidence of a lack of faith or love on their parts. It just meant they were real people. Just like you are. Just like I am. But that tomb was empty for a reason. And that reason is the same today. Faith does not mean that we have all the answers, that we're going to be perfect. Faith means it's okay to wrestle with God and let God wrestle with us. And the greatest gift of all comes with the awareness that God always brings peace. And it's a peace that comes when we let go of our control or our anguish or our fears or our guilt. As we let go and just wait and let God do what only God can do. That is the posture we call faith. And in faith, darkness is always changed by the glorious light of an empty tomb. Here's the part of the story that's so easy to forget. They ran away from that empty tomb to go tell everybody, and because they left the tomb, remember what Matthew said? All of a sudden, they saw Jesus. If they had stayed in their grief, if they had stayed in that dark place, if they hadn't run to tell everyone else, what would they have missed? When I was in the darkest time of grief that I had ever experienced, at the death of my first wife, the mother of my three children, I still was recovering from that. I still was full of pain and loss and shadows that just wouldn't go away. And one night I had a dream. My wife Susie's father had died a couple months before she did. And in the dream that I had, Susie was sitting in a chair. And there was a chair in front of her, and her dad was sitting in that chair. I could just see the backs of their heads, but I knew who they were. And in that dream, I remember she turned around and looked at me and said, "It's okay." Now, that was just a dream. And it wasn't as dramatic as an angel sitting in an empty tomb. But it was awfully close. Somehow, faith inspired that dream at that time. and helped me to quit grieving and fighting so hard. Because when faith is our gift, even the tomb looks different. Matthew has such colorful imagery of that morning. You can read the story again in Matthew 28. Earthquake, terrorized Roman soldiers, a massive stone rolled away, an angel preaching a sermon. And the message was simple. He's risen. He's alive. Go take a look. Now go and tell the world. How many people in Jerusalem that day woke up to an earthquake and didn't know what it meant? Had no clue. Just like today, how many people wake up to Easter and don't even realize it's Easter? And yet many others put two and two together and discovered their lives had undergone a seismic shift. There are very few who have ever encountered what Mary did. A blinding light, angelic message. But every one of us, you will agree, has been touched in more subtle ways by the message of an empty tomb. You might not think you've ever seen an angel like Mary did, or felt a dramatic shift of gravity, but I'll bet you have. You simply need to look at God's gifts through the lens of faith. And I think you'd be even more surprised when you learn from others that there have been times when you have been the messenger to them. For when the surrender of faith is our Easter gift, faith empowers daily miracles that feed off the energy of an empty tomb. There's nothing in the tomb. The darkness has been changed to life. He's alive. He is risen for you, for me. Faith is simply a matter of believing, of trusting that God will break through, even into my tears, my confusion, my sin, my mistakes, my grief, my selfishness, my sorrow. Faith trusts that God is stronger than that. Faith trusts that God will open my heart, my eyes, and yours to live in His grace. And whether we plan it or not, He will even use us at times to show and tell others what it means that He is risen. Mary's instructions were simple. Look at the empty tomb and then go tell what you've seen. It isn't you that changes them. It is that empty tomb. What a great question of Easter. Why seek life in a place of death? Why seek the living among the dead? Listen to the Easter gospel. Read it again. As if you're hearing it for the first time. Jesus is risen. And realize we're no different from the first Easter visitors. We have doubts, fears, guilt, baggage. Yet when we take time to realize what God has done for us by emptying that tomb, how can even my life not be changed? Because others have shared that good news in words or music or simply the love of their life. Your life has been changed. And now all of us have a gift that must be shared for the same reason it's been shared with us. The tomb is empty. Never forget what that means. and allow the glow of that love to change who you are, how you live. Easter either means nothing or everything, for there's nothing in between.